Well, good morning.
We trust the Lord will meet with us here and give us a blessing. I ask your prayers that the Lord would work with us and give us what we need to grow and to find and make heaven our home. We wrote on the board, mighty in the scriptures. I feel like the Lord's talked to me early in the week this week and gave me some things here that I believe will be health to our bones if we will let it be. The scriptures tell us, 2 Timothy 3 and 15, Paul writing to Timothy here, he says, "And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine." That's the things we believe, we teach, "for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." You know, it's telling us here that the Lord has provided something for us, that he says that the man of God, the woman of God, the child of God might be complete, might be mature, might be entire, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. You know, that's what the Word of God does for us this morning. Man is in life. He's trying to find his way through life. People worship things they don't understand. They worship the sun. They worship the moon. People have worshiped themselves. They do. And so many things. Trying to find something to satisfy the needs of the soul. And yet, the Lord has given to us a very precious thing. And Paul told Timothy, he said, from a child you've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Those Scriptures that you've known, those Scriptures you've been taught, or maybe you haven't been taught, but Timothy had been, you know, they're able to make us understand the things of God. It contained in those scriptures, and I'll tell you why they're able to make us understand. Because we look across a world that has hundreds, maybe, of interpretations of the Bible. Just unbelievable, all kinds of things. But I want to read in Hebrews 4 and 12, and let's look a little bit at what the Lord tells us about the Scriptures. And I trust that today, when we go home, that this Word will be new to us. That we will have thought of some things maybe that the Lord gives us that we haven't thought of before. It says in 4 and 12 of Hebrews, "For the Word of God is quick." You know what that means? That word means alive. If they were to translate today, I believe they would say alive. For the Word of God is alive. We have to remember something. There are many people that look at this book, this word that God has given to us, the written Word of God, as just a manual, as just a book. But I want to tell you, the Word of the Lord is alive, and it's powerful. It's powerful. To those that believe, to those that accept it, to those that look into it, to those that let it live in their lives, it's life-changing. It's life-altering. It changes our perception of things. It gives us power through the Word when we believe it. And the walk that we have with the Lord in our own personal lives, we find out about those things through the Word, don't we? We find out about them through the preached word. And we recognize that God wants men and women to have a real live relationship with Him. And He wants them to understand His words. And so He said, every word of God, it's profitable. It's profitable for all those things, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. It's profitable for all those things. And the Lord wants it to profit you and me. And so He has made it alive and powerful. And when we digest this word into our life, I want to tell you, it has the power to take a man from a dead state of sin and make him alive unto Christ. It has the power to take us from the old life to the new, doesn't it? Changed, new, completely different. It has the power to take us from a state where we had only imaginations of who God was and His Word and all those things, to a state where we walk with God, where we understand His thoughts in our lives. The Lord wants to do that, doesn't He? And He does a lot of that through His Word. And so the Hebrews writer says here, the Word of God is quick or alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. You know, I can't quite comprehend all of that 100%. But the Word of God is able to pierce in between, in our own souls, isn't it? It's able to get us ready to meet the Lord. And so it's able to pierce through the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. What it's telling us is it can get down there where nothing else can. And so as we digest this word, as we think about it, as we learn to study it, as we learn to accept it into our lives, it has the power to do things that nothing else can. It has the power to get down between the joints and the marrow in our bones. And as a discerner, it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Do you know the Lord gets right down in there until He gets down to the thoughts and the intents of our heart, doesn't He? He does that. And he puts light on it. And we have to deal with that, don't we? And when we do deal with that, we become more like the Lord, don't we? And when we don't deal with that, we become to one it is life, to the other it's the savor of death unto death. That's the power of the Word of God. And so this morning, as we look into these things, God help us that the Word of God will live in our lives. That it won't be a dead book. That it won't be something somebody just taught me. But it'll be something that lives in my soul. Now that's what the Word of God is meant to do this morning. And so it goes on to say, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight. But all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. Do you know that all things are naked and opened to the Lord? Everything. He gets right down there where we live, doesn't He? For all of us. We're all in the same boat, folks. We're all people. We're all trying to go to heaven. We need the Lord to help us, don't we? We need Him to search us. We need Him to look into our hearts. We need Him to help us to deal with Him in that way. So, you know, the Lord tells us, and I'm not going to just turn to each one of these places, but we have a number of scriptures, and you just have to jot them down. In Luke 21 and 33, it says, heaven and earth shall pass away. This was Jesus speaking. But my words shall not pass away. Do you know that the Word of God is alive and powerful? Folks, He said, my words won't pass away. Heaven and earth is going to pass away. All that you see, it's going to pass away. That's what Jesus said. He said, it's going to pass away. Peter tells us it's going to be burned up. You know, those things are going to happen, aren't they? And so, but Jesus and God, Jesus spoke this world into existence. Do you know that? That He spoke, God spoke, and this world came into existence. That is the power of the Word of God. I want to tell you, if He can do that, He can do things with us. What He wants, can He? And He will. He says, 5:17 of Matthew, He said, "Think not that I am come." Just a minute here. Matthew 5:17. "Think not that I'm come to destroy the law." God's word gave the law, didn't it? He said, "Don't you think I came to destroy it?" He said, "Or the prophets, I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill." And so God gave His word. You know that word had meaning? You know when that lamb, and He commanded them to slay a lamb and put the blood on the doorpost? You know that had meaning? Do you know He didn't come to destroy that? He came to fulfill it. He came to actually give His blood. And when it's applied by faith to our heart, we are saved also, aren't we? Thank the Lord this morning. Oh, He said, "For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled." Do you know that it was God's word, wasn't it? And when God speaks, folks, there's no turning, is there? There's no man that can say, "What did you say? You really mean that?" Is there? But they do all the time. But when God speaks, it is so. And He said, there's not one jot or one tittle, however little that is. There's not anything, not the smallest part, that is not going to be fulfilled. And so when we see the old law, it has meaning, doesn't it? Those things are things God had meaning for. All those things that He put in the old law had meaning. And so the Word of God shows us the way to heaven. We're reproved, we're instructed, we're comforted. How many times have we all been comforted by the Word of God? How many times have you opened the Psalms and your soul just melts with that balm from heaven that comes upon our heart and the Lord comforts us? You know, how many times in the night when we have needed it, has the Lord not given us some special something? You know, that's a special thing, isn't it? Don't happen every day in the middle of the night for me. But I will tell you what, it's happened plenty of times. It happened last night with a song the Lord gave. That was His word to me. And you know, it enriched my soul. It happened the night before too. I needed those songs. The Lord gave them to me. It's not something that happens every day. But you know, this morning, God is there and His word is alive and it is powerful. And I hope this morning that we get a little more vision this morning of the power and the blessing that this live word of God is to us. That it's not a dead letter and a dead book. And yes, I need to do this and I need to do that. But rather it comes from the inside. Do we do that in our human body? Well, I need to do this and I need, we need to eat, don't we? We know that. And we do that because we need to sometimes. But I will tell you, we want to eat because we get hungry, don't we? This thing works. And the Lord wants it to work in your life and mine this morning. In Acts 18:24, I want to read a verse here that this is where this all started. And I just felt like the Lord just inspired these set of verses to me. Acts 18:24. "And a certain Jew named Apollos, born at Alexandria, an eloquent man and mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus." You know, we're not all eloquent, are we? But I'll tell you something we can be. We can be mighty in the scriptures, can't we? What did he mean by mighty? You know, you look that word up in Strong's in the Greek definition, powerful or capable. Here was a man who had studied the law. Here was a man who had studied God's word. And when John came along and began preaching, it all made sense because it was alive to this man. And they found him teaching in the synagogue with power. And it says he was mighty in the scriptures, came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the Spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. Now he didn't even know, he didn't know about salvation through Jesus and faith yet, did he? But he had heard the preaching of John, and it meant something to him. And he knew the scriptures that backed it up. And I can tell you, he knew something about some of those places in Isaiah where it spoke of the Lord. And here he was speaking eloquently and mightily. He understood the scriptures and he knew he had studied those scriptures. You can tell by what he did. How did he understand them like he did? He spent time there. And I want to encourage us this morning. There are a lot of things we can spend our time in life on. And a lot of things we have to spend our life on and our time on. But I'll tell you, let's don't leave out this part. Because this is the part that's eternal. This is the part that takes us on. This is the part that makes us to understand God's will and His mind and His thoughts toward us. And so, says, this man was instructed in the way of the Lord, and being fervent in the Spirit, he spake and taught diligently the things of the Lord, knowing only the baptism of John. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue, whom when Aquila and Priscilla had heard, they took him unto them and expounded unto him the way of God more perfectly. And when it was disposed to pass into Achaia, the brethren wrote, exhorting the disciples to receive him, who when he was come, helped them much which had believed through grace. It didn't take him long to catch on, did it? This thing was alive in this man's life. I don't know much about him, but I'll tell you what, this little passage here, it's enlivening, isn't it? It's inspiring. Here was a man that didn't even understand everything, but he knew what he did understand, didn't he? And he wasn't afraid to get up and speak it. So this morning, it says, for he mightily convinced the Jews. Mightily, fiercely, in a good sense, intensely, is that scripture, is that mightily, that word mightily. He spoke to the Jews and convinced them. And that publicly, showing by the scriptures that Jesus was the Christ. You know, this morning, the scriptures tell us to be ready to give every man an answer of those things that we believe, doesn't it? You know, this morning, we're not going to be able to give an answer if we don't have it inside. I remember a time a man was really kind of, he was still searching somewhat. And later he became settled in his views and all of that. But at that time, I wished I would have known more at the time. And I wished I would have understood enough to give him what I could give him today. You know, this morning, it's going to be in our benefit to know the scriptures. Study them. Study them with an open heart and mind. Lord, what's this mean? There's been scriptures a while back. I was like, Lord, if you want me to teach on this, you're going to have to reveal some things to me. I'll tell you what, he did. It's a highlight of my life. The Lord revealed that to me, and I was able to teach on it, preach on it. And you know, this morning, the Lord wants to reveal some things to us. And I don't think we'll ever stop getting that. I hope we don't. So let's let these things, this man, Apollos, let's let people like this inspire us. Shall we be shallow in the scriptures and in our understanding of God? Shall we be shallow in our walk with the Lord? Or shall we immerse ourselves into it? Shall we give ourselves to the things of God? I really believe it's a worthwhile project for us. It's worthwhile. It's worth the time that would make us a whole bunch of money otherwise. Is that all right? Is it? For me it is. And I'll tell you, it's worth the time. It's worth the effort. It's worth the intensity. It's worth seeking God for. Lord, I want to explore. You know, we all kind of like, a lot of us like that, don't we? We like to look around. We like to, it's interesting. You go to a new area, a new place. You want to look around. You want to see what's there. You know, the Word is like that. You know, I heard people when I was young say, you know, well, you just never get it all. You just keep learning and keep learning. And now, I'm way down the road from where I was. I'm over 60 now. And it's still like, Lord, there's worlds out there yet. You know, are we ever going to uncover all of God? No, but I'll tell you what, the more we uncover, the more it blesses our soul, doesn't it? And so this morning, let's let those scriptures feed us. John 5 and 38. Look at this. Jesus was speaking to the Jews here as they so often antagonized and tried to destroy his words and work. And Jesus told them in 38 and 6, "And ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he has sent him ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. And they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me that ye might have life." See, he wasn't talking about a dead letter. He wasn't talking about something that we can write a book and here it is right here. He's talking about a life with God. He's talking about something far more than just a dead letter. And so he says, "Search the scriptures. They are they which testify of me." And so this morning, I want to encourage us, and I just trust that the Lord will light a little flame down in our hearts, that I want to know the scriptures mightily. I want to study them. I want to understand them. And that does take time. It's our roadmap to heaven, isn't it? Jesus shows us the way. And it's not like you pick up a map and look at the road. It's far more than that, isn't it? It's alive and it's powerful. And we read it and we say, "Lord, I'm not quite there. I need you to help me to draw closer to you. I need to be more like this." And you know what he does? He helps us, doesn't he? When he shines light on our path, he also shines grace and power upon our life this morning. You know, Peter tells us, this is 1 Peter 2, he tells us, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word." You know, if we're just starting out this morning, we're not going to understand every deep mystery of the Word of God right off. We might not even understand how to study. Is that true? Sure, it's true. We have a lot to learn. We're babes. But he says, desire the sincere milk of the Word. You ever seen a baby that didn't want to drink the milk? I want to tell you, you're probably talking about a sick one, if so. So the Lord help us. Lord, help me to be thirsty. Help me to be hungry. But he goes on to say, listen to this, "that ye may grow thereby, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious." Oh, this morning, the Lord is gracious. You ever tasted that the Lord is gracious? You ever tasted that he actually tastes really good? His words actually, they might kind of be bitter to us because of things we have to give up or do at times. And maybe he puts his finger on us and says, "That's pride." You ever had the Lord put his finger on you for something? Yeah, we have, haven't we? That's pride. You see what you do there? That's pride. You know what we have to do there, Lord? Give me a little of your life. You know, Lord, the way that I've been speaking here, that's not gentle. The Lord does that, doesn't he? Isn't that a blessing? He's gracious. And you know what we become by allowing the Lord to do that and letting those words live in our hearts and lives? We become people that we were not before. We become pleasurable people. Yes, we may have our differences and things like that. But folks, that's the wonderful thing about the love of God, is the love that we have for one another. So we're not always going to feel this awesome flowing out of the scriptures, are we, when we read it? Sometimes we're just going to eat, just going to drink because we need to. And there's going to be plenty of those times. But let's do it. And I want to tell you what's really precious. is when then you do come to a place. I remember a time when we were working with a fella that was of another, I call it a cult really, but we were talking along, and you know, the Lord just started, the scriptures just began to come out. And it wasn't like I was just dictating scriptures. The Lord was living in it. And you know what? A lot of us have had that, haven't we? When we talk to somebody and those scriptures begin to become alive when you're speaking with someone, you know, that's precious. That's when it's like, whoa, that was really, I learned something myself. You know, because the Lord does that. It's a living thing within us. It's God. It's not us. It's God. And when God's in something, it's alive. So this morning, I just want to encourage us, folks, we want to have life, don't we? You know, Jesus, John 5, 15, we're all aware of this chapter probably. John 15, and let's just read a couple in 4 and 5 here. He's talking about the vine. And Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He's the husbandman. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. You know, if you've ever grown anything or seen anything growing, you know that as soon as a branch gets cut off, it's done, isn't it? It starts within a day, within an hour sometimes. It starts just wilting, doesn't it? There isn't anything there. And Jesus said, I'm the vine, and you're the branches. And he said, I want you to abide in me. That word abide, I haven't looked it up recently, but I'm pretty sure it means to live there, to dwell there. You know, the Lord wants us to live there. He wants us to abide in him. He wants it to be more than a camp meeting experience or more than an altar experience. He wants it to be a life where we learn the voice of the Lord and we get close to him, and we become more like him all the time, don't we? We grow thereby. We don't quit growing when we get off the milk, the basics of the Lord, just the basics of encouragement and all those things and doing right. And you know, we don't quit growing. We grow until we develop a whole mature body, don't we? And we develop in the Lord. And it begins to be something that's usable then, that can take on itself responsibilities. The Lord wants it to be that way. That's the natural growth level. If we've stopped before we ever can get even the least responsibility, then folks, we're missing out on something really good. Because the Lord wants us to grow and develop and be able to eat strong meat, which is meaning doctrine, which means things that a newly saved one can't always bear. Jesus said, I have many things to tell you, but you can't bear them now. But, you know, after those disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit and they began to walk with God, I want to tell you, the Lord began to teach them things. We get saved, he doesn't expect us to know everything that somebody that's been saved 50 years knows. And so this morning, the Lord help us to understand the parable of the vine and the branches. Folks, this is far more than a set of rules. It's far more than that. There are things that God requires. There are things he requires. We won't get into his heaven without them. There are rules that God has. Do you know that? And he has told us. He said, there's many things that won't go into heaven. And the Lord wants us to understand those things. But it's not a dead rule, folks. It's a live walk with God. So the Lord bless us today. You know, in Acts 17, I think we read this a few weeks ago. It says, these were more noble, 17 and 11 of Acts, than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Therefore, because they did that, they searched the Scriptures daily. Are these things true that they're telling us? They searched them with an open heart. Therefore, many of them believed. Also of honorable women, which were Greeks, and of men, not a few. There was many that believed. But you know something else? There had to be somebody there to share those Scriptures with them, didn't there? So where are we this morning? Are we at a place where the Lord can say, yeah, I want you to help out in this cause. I want you to do more than drink the milk. I want you to do more than show up. It's time for you to be a part of this cause that I have. And so this morning, help us, Lord. In James 1 and 21, it says, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. You see that? Receive with meekness, not with disdain, not with our arms up against it. Receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only. I want to tell you, the Lord's expecting some things of us. James says, you be doers of the word, not just hearers. You be doers. Deceiving of your own selves. Do you know when we don't do the word, but we just know it or hear it? We're deceived. That's what the Scriptures is telling us here. That's what the value of the Scriptures is. It helps us to know where we're at so we know where to go this morning. Oh, the Lord wants us to hear His word, to do His word, to put it into our lives, to let it live, to accept that life in God and in Christ. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass or a mirror. He's like somebody that sees themselves in a mirror. They see what the deal is. They see themselves. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. And so, you know, we're that way, aren't we? If we don't take care of combing our hair when we see it, you know, as soon as we're gone, we get busy, don't we? We forget totally. And then the next time we look, it's like, wow, what happened? You know, maybe it don't matter to you. My mother taught me to keep myself looking decent and nice. That was real important to her. You know, this morning, if we hear the word and we know what it's saying, but we don't do it, it's just like that, isn't it? And pretty soon, we're like, oh no, where am I? Where am I? I know better than this. Isn't that true? It is, I know. And so this morning, that's our little message. I have a few more thoughts maybe. It's alive, it's powerful. And it's sharper than a two-edged sword. And folks, it'll get down there where we need it to get. If we'll let it. If we'll look into the mirror and let it work, it'll do that for us and it'll change us this morning. You know, in sundry times, this is Hebrews 1, God, don't we love the beauty of the words of life? God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the world. Do you know that God has spoken? He spoke in the beginning, and you know what happened? Worlds were made. Eternities of to us, it's eternity. Look out at the stars, and they tell us it's so many million, billion light years away or whatever. God spoke. Those things came into existence. Do you know He has spoken in these last days by His Son, Jesus? And He has spoken to us things that He wants to transform our lives. He wants to take our lives and build into our lives and develop into our lives and change us. He wants to do that, doesn't He, this morning? He's spoken. He's able to create in our soul as well. You know, one of the scriptures Old Testament, Psalms 107 says, He sent His word and healed them. I want to tell you, there's just times that... Have you ever had the word of the Lord just heal you? You just heard it or you read it and you just... I've taken this Bible before and I've just laid it on my chest. Lord, apply this to my life. Lord, give me of your healing here. Give me of your words. Give me of your thoughts. You know, I've had the Lord many times just heal me. He's healed my ills. He's healed the things that would keep me from traveling on to glory this morning. And the Lord wants to heal all of us and give us... Oh, the next verse goes on to say, Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare His works with rejoicing. The Lord wants it to be real in our souls, and He wants us to turn back and give to the Lord the thanksgiving that is due to His name. I want to remind us of something. Jesus Christ, the same, what's it say? The same yesterday and today. The same yesterday and today. Is He the same today? All that work that He did on the earth when He was here, all the words of life that He gave, is He still the same today? We have a song that says He is, and it says, and forever. We got something, don't we? We got something the world don't have. The Lord wants us to have it and use it. And I want to tell you, the Lord, He just wants to give us those good things. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. That's John 1. You know, this morning, the light is the life of men. And when men turn the light away, you know what they're turning away? The life of God. And so the Lord wants us, when light comes upon us, you know, the scriptures tell us that, what is that? That's in John 3. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. And that's the condemnation, because men love darkness rather than light. So the Lord has given light today, and He's given His word. And I just want to encourage us today to go home and immerse ourselves through the days and the weeks and the months in God and in His word. And let Him live in our lives. And Lord, what do You want me to do? What shall I do? And I believe the Lord has a little something for all of us. And it's good stuff too. Y'all pray for me.